Broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center, it's the Kids Business Expo. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Business Radio X, reporting live from the exhibition floor here at the Kids Business Expo 2015 at the Cobb Galleria Center. I am Ryan Redhawk alongside my co-host, Max Cantor. How are you, Max?
I'm great, Ryan. Like I said earlier, the atmosphere in here is just getting better and better as the day goes on.
It is electric out here today. So many vendors, so many kids, so many entrepreneurs. So excited to be here. Our next guest here seated next to me is RJ Patel with PCT Clean, prestigious cleaning team. Hello, RJ.
Hello. How are you?
Good, sir. Tell me a little more about PCT Clean.
Well, PCT Clean started about 12 years ago in Kennesaw, Georgia. We serve Cobb and Cherokee counties, and we love to clean, believe it or not. We clean homes, we clean offices, we do post-construction cleaning, and one of the great things that we do is we do free in-home cleaning for women that are going through chemo and radiation.
Wow, that's a very noble achievement there that you have going.
When did your interest, or liking of cleaning things start?
Well, I guess let me go back to 1981 when I graduated from high school. I was voted Mr. Neat. Okay.
Okay.
So that was one clue. The second clue was my family was in the hotel business for 27 years. So I love to keep a clean property. And I knew how particular I was about making sure my guests were very, very happy. And cleanliness was the number one priority. And so the cleaning sort of evolved. I was very, very particular, and it just kept going. And then when it was time to diversify, 12 years ago, I spent a year researching what I was going to do next, and it was the cleaning. Mm-hmm. It was a natural progression.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So, well, tell us, what are you doing here today at the Kids Business Expo?
Well, I'm supporting the Kids Business Expo because I believe that entrepreneurs are born here today, for sure. Mm-hmm. The spirit is already in them, but it's going to come out more and more. So we want to support that. We want to support Dirk Ebener. And just a little story on Dirk and his wife, Kathy. Kathy used to teach my son in middle school.
Small world.
So, you know, we want to support people. We actually clean their home.
So we
just want to support the people that support us.
So do you get your hands dirty in some of these cleaning procedures that you mentioned?
Absolutely. We have a philosophy that if we won't clean something between my wife and I, we won't send our teams there.
That's good.
Okay. Because we respect our people. Mm-hmm. And then our people take care of our clients.
Okay.
So absolutely.
Sounds good.
What is the grossest location that you've ever had to clean up?
I actually have pictures. Would you like to see it?
Yes.
We can share that with our listeners. Certainly.
Wow. I have a good one.
Yeah.
I hope this does not. I hope
it. Keep it clean now. Keep it clean.
Well, yeah, I will. You know, it's my job to keep it clean.
That's right.
But I hope nobody's eating dinner or lunch when they're listening to this, because you need to stop right now.
Okay. Warning.
That's yeah.
Warning.
Warning. I went to a home, and the gentleman was standing outside the home smoking a cigarette. And I come up to the home, and he literally looks at me, and he says, points to a wall. And the wall had a white suit, a mask, and gloves. And I looked back at him, and I thought, you're joking.
Yeah.
And he said, no.
Okay.
And I said, okay. And I didn't put it on. I opened the front door, and it would only open about 8 to 10 inches. Mm. And I look inside, and between the clutter, the nastiness, there was one person that used to live there. That was that gentleman's mother. She passed away in the house. And she didn't have water for 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I'm almost
so
imagining
Max,
this.
Max.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I gross you out?
Well, you know, I actually have a location that could challenge that. Huh. One time I cleaned my own room, and it was bad, let me tell you.
Yeah. That sounds bad.
Where are your parents?
Yeah. They
well,
stayed
they're standing
away.
Right
they
over
left.
There.
They left the house.
Mom, Dad, come
yeah,
on.
That's right. That's right. So PCT Clean, based out of Kennesaw, Georgia. Is there anywhere in the metro area you do not go to?
We try to focus our energies in the Cobb Cherokee.
I see.
We do go to some of Atlanta, but one of the great things we do is we strategically partner with other cleaning companies in the Atlanta area. So if somebody calls me and says, hey, RJ, I'm looking for a clean in Midtown or Snellville, I have strategic partners who can go and take care of them.
So that's good. Partnering up with other organizations so you can cover the entire metro area.
Yes.
That's right. So I see your motto is here, we clean, you
enjoy life.
That's a good
Absolutely.
One there. Very good. So please tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you and your services.
Well, you can find us online, pctclean.com. You can email me at rj@pctclean.com.
At telephone number?
770-42-CLEAN.
That's a good one there. And you're located in Kennesaw, Georgia, PCT Clean, and that's great. So anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
We're located right in the heart of Kennesaw at a shopping center called the Windsor. And come see us. If you don't want to come see us, we'll come see you. Come see your home and clean it for you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. For Ryan Redhawk, I'm Max Cantor, joined here with Mr. Clean himself, RJ Patel, here at the Kids Business Expo 2015. Stay tuned for more.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.